thanks for being here today.
Thanks, Peter.
We're talking about the 22nd Annual Philadelphia Film Festival, which starts this week. How do you navigate 10 days and 100 features in your schedule?
Well, first of all, if you're a movie geek, you have to know that you can't see everything, which is very hard for movie geeks.
Hard lessons. You got to bring.
So you have to make tough choices. If it were me, I would definitely try to catch the opening night movie, Robert Redford in All Is Lost. He's terrific. I think in a very competitive year for Oscars, he's going to get a nomination for sure.
Some other big movies and names that are coming. One is called Nebraska.
It's starring Bruce Dern, who will be receiving the festival's Life Achievement Award. It's about a family dealing with tragedy and loss and how you navigate that and whether you can come back as a family from that.
As per most years or every year, there is a Philadelphia section. Films about Philadelphia are made by Philadelphians. And so there's a handful of films that are set here.
There's a movie called 1982 by Tommy Oliver, set in North Philadelphia at the beginning of the crack crisis. And it's about how crack tears apart a family. Another Philadelphia movie is the revival from the vaults of Jonathan Demme's Philadelphia, starring Denzel Washington and Tom Hanks, which is having its 20th anniversary. We also have, as a documentary, Let the Fire Burn, which is, according to everyone who's seen it, a fantastic movie chronicling the days that led up to the MOVE confrontation in 1985.
Yeah, right there in West Philadelphia.
Not using talking heads, but using documentary footage and kind of letting the audience make up its mind about what they do or don't believe.
It really puts you in the moment. It immerses you in that time, in that place, and you have to sort of fend for yourself, you know, as a viewer. And I'm wondering how, now that after 22 years, where the Philadelphia Film Festival fits in the universe of global film festivals. What's our mark here?
Well, if you look at the Cannes Film Festival as an international marketplace where you're selling and getting rights to distribute movies, that's like the super fresh of film festivals. And then there's Toronto, which is correctly called the Festival of Festivals. And there'll be like 300 movies there, and it's throwing all the pasta at the wall, and it sees what sticks. But it's a very good preview of what's going to happen commercially the next year. Philadelphia is a smaller scale version of Toronto, and it's fairly selective, and it has a real heavy emphasis on documentary and foreign language cinema. A lot of things that we might not see otherwise. It has Spanish language cinema this year, a Francophone sidebar of cinema, a really great Eastern European survey, and some just great American movies. You might ask, where does Sundance fit in all this? Sundance is American independence. It's not studio movies. And there are several studio movies that will be shown in the Philadelphia Film Festival.
I'm speaking with Carrie Rickey. She's a film critic. You can read her at carrierickey.com. I'm Peter Crimmins. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.